It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Link NKY Daily Headlines Podcast. Let's start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way, and that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com. Northern Kentucky University is holding a lecture series that explores how artificial intelligence is shaping humanity. The series will offer insights, reflections, and discussions about AI and its impact on the world. The three-part series will run weekly from April 17th through May 1st, 2024. On April 17th, they'll discuss the past, present, and future with Kevin Kirby, PhD and Dean of the College of Informatics. On April 24th, The Reach of AI, Journalism and Ethics with Michelle Day and Robert Bryce. May 1st, The Reach of AI, Cybersecurity and Healthcare with Cynthia Thomas and Valerie Hardcastle. The lecture series is free to attend. Registration is required. Head to nku.edu/AIgenerations.html for more information. The City of Covington began its Community Connect program this week, which aims to build out solid data infrastructure for the city's fire and EMS departments. Covington Community Connect serves as a data bank that will provide additional information on residents if they choose to share it, so that firefighters and other first responders can better prepare for the specific conditions at particular properties. Such information includes things like the number of pets at the household, or if the occupants use wheelchairs, or have some other disability that first responders ought to know about, among other things. The system was already in use for businesses, but this new innovation extends to service residents. The Covington residents who sign up for the program can voluntarily leave information with a free account. The following information would be most helpful according to the city announcement: the number of occupants, contact information or how to get a hold of you in case of an emergency, health challenges, language barriers, number of pets, sleeping quarters or location of bedrooms, hazardous materials, safety equipment, utilities like the location of gas and water shutoffs, and setup, whether your house has a basement, pool, or live-in attic. Covington residents interested in setting up a free account can do so at communityconnect.io/info/ki-covington. You can also scan the QR code at the top of the page of Lincoln KY's story on this matter. The Independence Skateway roller rink will close permanently on March 30th after nearly 20 years of service, according to an announcement on the business's Facebook page. The business is closing due to the expansion of KY Route 536, which is currently undergoing expansion from a two-lane to a four-lane road. The business will not be relocating, and the announcement asked people who have patronized the business to post pictures of all of their memories at the skate rink. You can read the announcement on the Independence Skateway's Facebook page. The Newport Police Department has received a port security grant for $81,000 to expand its citywide camera program. The city plans to break down Riverboat Row into five zones to place cameras. Riverboat Row is the area that runs near the Ohio River, General James Taylor Park, and Newport on the levee. Newport Police Chief Chris Fangman said the cameras will primarily be used to monitor traffic accidents and to investigate crimes. The cameras they plan to purchase with the grant are not as advanced as license plate recognition cameras, which are more commonly used to enforce traffic laws, though Fangman said the cameras can be used to enforce running stop signs. The city has cameras in all ingress and egress points. Fangman added they can install many more cameras under the program they are using instead of the license plate recognition system. He said that they put a license plate recognition camera on the 4th Street Bridge as a pilot program and added that the camera could capture traffic monitoring, license plates, and high rates of speed. That's going to do it for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.